It means that then he's in the realm of the mazel of Ashiras. He's in the realm of the mazel of Ashiras. Because there's a natural law. Yehadas doesn't deny the natural law. But at the same time, there is such a thing as Ashgacha that a person can attain. And that's the advice that he gave. It's not a tacit accessory. I mean, we recognize the laws of nature and the general laws of chance, and what is the best way for a person to avail himself of that system. And that's why Chazal say that a person that's is a selfless asher. Doesn't mean everybody that's a chacham is going to become wealthy. It means that if he has deah, his chances are greater because opportunities arise and he sees the opportunity and he grabs it. So if he has no deah, it's simply not going to help him. But that's the normal path. I mean, the normal path. There is a normal course, but there is also a special hashgacha of tefillah. Of Yispalo, Lamish, and Achasim Shalom, I mean, there is a special Ashgach of Tefillah. The two are not targeted Asasri. Two are not there. There are two systems there. Two systems that exist in God's world. One system is the laws of chance, and of course, Chazal say that a person, a Chacham, should avail himself of both systems. I mean, a Chacham should avail himself of both systems. There's a system which is based on simply on Yaba, the gisa that the God takes out, on Yaba Bishara. I mean, the only thing is that he has to realize that if he's Maba Bishara, I mean, he's removing himself from another system. Can't have, it's not possible for an individual to have everything. That a person has to recognize. Yaba Bishara, yeah, he's placing himself under the world of chance. And if he's a chacham, so then he's increasing his chances, and if the opportunity arises, he'll be able to take advantage of it. If he's a shaita, he's a fool, he'll never be able to do it. But that's a different system. That wasn't the advice. If that were the advice, so then it wouldn't say Yispalu Misha and Chasim Shalom. That's how the Groz took it out, because it's tied to the Sasru. That's good advice under a different system. But there are many chazal that have advice under that system. Of course, that is a system. But this is a different kind of the system that they were seeking. The advice that they were asking was based on a different system. Okay. Yeah.
Eventually.
The opportunities. That's what it means. That's correct. If he lives a short life and he could be a chacham, live a short life, it will never happen. Exactly. But it means to say that there are opportunities in life. And if a person is a chacham, so take advantage of the opportunity.
At least they exist.
That's correct. That's the system of natural law. I mean, that's lav b'schus etalia milso of the mazla. But there is a special ashgacha of tefillah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Mai Katan seems to bear that out, because the Gemara says bani chayim mazoni. Is lav b'schusa tal yimilso ela b'mazla. So, and it talks about different tzaddikim that one lived through 92, and he wasn't as great, and he wasn't as great as the one that died at 42. The Bayan Rabba Rafa. So what does it mean? So it means that there is a law, there is a general law, but and that general law, even people that have schusim still fall under the general law. That's God determines. But there is also a schus of tefillah, which is a separate kind of a schus. Because you see, it says, Gemara says it was followed for the Ashiras of Rav Chisda, and he got it. So you see that tefillah is a separate kind of a dimension. It's a separate kind of a thing. Tefillah is a separate kind of thing. But for tefillah, in order for the tefillah to be effective, in order for tefillah to really be effective, it has to be based upon the proper ideas. That's a different kind of a thing. So the yes. That's right. As a whole, we're under the Ashgacha. That's what it means.
Even without prayer?
Yes, there is a special Ashgacha for Klal Yisrael. That's correct. Special Ashgacha for Klal Yisrael. Maybe I'll take that first. Raise the question. One of the things they asked them was. pertaining to that area. It says that they asked him, they asked Rishum and Hananya, they asked him three divrei agada. So one of the things they asked him was like this. It's a hard kasha. It says, Kosov echor omer, ki lo yisa funim v'lo yikach shochad. The Bnei Shalom was not Nasipan. He's 100% fair and just, and he doesn't show any favoritism. And the Kosov echor omer, yisod Hashem ponav eilecha. So yisod Hashem ponav eilecha implies that he's no seponim to Klal Yisrael. Tesfos says nothing to Lashon, because it doesn't say Yisa Hashem Ponecha, it says Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha. But Chazal interpreted to mean Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha, that he shows favoritism to Klal Yisrael. So that was one of the questions they asked him. They said, how could it be that on the one hand God is just, and justice means there's no Nesias Ponim? Nesias Panim means when you're chotech the din, not based upon what the litigants deserve, but based upon who they are. That's called Nesias Panim. Okay? That means if one is a dayan and he takes into consideration who the litigants are, that's Nesias Panim. This person is an important individual. I have to listen a little more carefully to what he has to say than the other person. And that's called Nesias Panim. That's a human trait. That's a human trait. But by God, that trait does not exist. There's no such thing. Ki lo yisa panim means there is no, the imperfection of man, which is man's midah, is imperfect. And he can't help it, but when he sees an individual, he has to be nosi upon him. He's a very important person. He can't choose the same as another one. But by the Borei Olam, when we say midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's a borrowed phrase. I mean, God doesn't have any midos, doesn't have any traits, but we use the expression, you see, as a borrowed expression because of the fact that our minds can't comprehend the Borei Olam. So we use that expression. But in the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing like that is to be found. When we analyze what God does, if we have knowledge of what God does, there is no partiality. No partiality. In other words, God, it doesn't make any difference who the individual is. So, of course, that goes without saying that everybody understands that it doesn't make any difference if the individual is wealthy, if he's poor, or if he's prominent, if he's not prominent. But even Klal Yisrael, their people have a different feeling about it. Their people feel Klal Yisrael is different. We're special. So if we have a din before God, we deserve some kind of a special treatment, because we're Klal Yisrael. Okay? So then, B'nei Bechor Yisrael. But the pasuk says no, not true. Ki lo yisafonim. That no difference. What we are, in other words, in terms of who we are, plays no role in the mishpat Hashem, in God's judgment. So that's ki lo yisafonim. It doesn't make any difference. It could be Klal Yisrael, doesn't matter. Biggest tzaddik, doesn't matter. So they asked and they said, but it says yisod Hashem pono ve'lecho. So that implies that we do have some kind of favored position or some kind of a benefit because we're called Yisrael. So he answered them as follows. He said, Kan kodem gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin. Okay? In other words, li'acha gzardin, after the din, there's no favorites. That's it. We, the judgment, is according to what we deserve. What we are plays no role at all. But Kodem Gzadin, there it does play a role. There it does play a role. Kodem Gzadin. I mean, so the question is, the whole point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaMishpat. And the Melech HaMishpat is known as Yas Panim. There's no favorite. Once there's favorites, that's a bus of a dumb. Bus of a dumb. Can't overcome his emotions. But there's no such thing. So what difference does it make? Kodem Zardin, Lachar Zardin? I mean, what's the difference?
It's worse.
What's
Kodem
the difference?
Zardin is the essential good. That's right. Kodem Zardin is just that's Midas Melchus of Adam. That's the recognition takes place before Zardin.
No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say anything. If you know, what Kodem Zardin is Rachamim. Let's see. It's interesting. But Tosfos elaborates on it a little bit. So Tosfos says like this. Tosfos is interesting. Tosfos Tema. The Peret Mishem Meso in Brachas, the Gemara says, Ka'omar, Amr Malachi Asharis with Mea Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharis said before God, Rebbeinu Shalom. Kosuv Besaroscha Shelo Yisofonim. Mitnei Ma'ata Nose Panim Yisrael. So the Malachi Asharis says, so how could you violate that? Amr Lahem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Lo Esa Panim Yisrael. I shouldn't be nose upon him to the Jews. Ani amarti v'achalta v'savoto uverachto. V'heim medaktikim ad kibetza. Stranger. Alright, so it means to say that the pasuk says v'achalta v'savoto uverachto. So it's only if you have sviya. But they medaktik, but even on kibetza they bench. Okay. Mashma shemachalek bein ovdei kochovim li Yisrael. So it's mashma from that Gemara that God is machalek between ovdei kochovim and Yisrael. So he says, so you see, it's two different Gemaras. It's sos razuzu. Va'al mailo mishani ki hocha. Why doesn't it come over there? Answer like over here. Kan kodem zardin, kan lachak zardin. Oh, hocha kohosam. Oh, why doesn't he answer over here like the Gemara says over there? Brachas. Now, what do you mean, Lo'as upon Yisrael? V'chaltas v'at v'rachta on them, even kibetza, that they, everybody benches. Today, you bench, and the Rabbanon, you bench, even now on a kibetza. Okay. So anyways, so they say like this. So Tosfos answers. He says, V'yeshloma. V'le'olam shinuya d'hocheka. Tosfos says. So you have to know, Chacham has to know where to go. Could have gone either way. He says, no. He says, the shinui over here is ikar. This Gemara is the main answer. Kan kodem zadin, kan la'achak zadin. Okay? It's really this. Ukra d'oma lo yisaponim, that pasuk that says that a Kadosh Baruch was not nosei ponim, mairi bein b'yisroel bein b'ov dekachovim. Everybody. Ba'ov dekachovim afilu kodem zadin. By Ovdei Kochavim, however, even Kodem Gzardin, there's no Nesias Ponim. Shezel Kava Mishpat, because this is the line of justice. And the line of justice can't be broken. Uli Yisrael La'achar Gzardin. But by the Jews, La'achar Gzardin, he is not Nesias Ponim. And is the Kava Mishpat can't be broken. Mishpat is Mishpat. But Aval Hu Nichnas Lahem Yisrael. Lifnim Mishuras Hadin V'Nosei Lohem Ponim Kodem Gzardin. However, with Klal Yisrael before Gzardin, he is Nosei Ponim. Kedush Mashma Hocha Mikra D'Yisar Hashem Ponav Elecha U'Malachei Ashores Amru Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they said was Lomo Nechnasta L'Yisrael Lifnim Mishuras Hadin Yoser Mila Ovdei Kochavim Lisa Lohem Ponim Kodem Gzardin V'Heishiv. So the question that the Malach HaShoris asked was, why is God Nosei Ponim to Klal Yisrael before the Gzardin as opposed to the Ovdei Kochavim? That's Nesias Ponim. And how is that possible? So the Heshiv Lo Esa Lahem Ponim. So God answered that guy. How could I not be Nosei Ponim? I mean, they bench on a kibetza, and God only instructed Klal Yisrael to bench on the Chalt of Zot of Arach, on Tzviya. Yeah. So that's Tosfos' answer. But the question, of course, is, the question remains, I mean, the question remains, I mean, lo yisaponim means it's not just. So why is it more just if it's kodem zadin? And what does v'chalta v'savata v'rachta have to do with it? I mean, so they're machmes, so they, so, so they, So they bench even on a kibbutzim. Yeah. There are limitations on tshuva also. Even tshuva has limitations. But tshuva is a different parsha. Here we're not talking about tshuva. We're talking about the idea of the melech ha-mishpat. Yeah. Apparently to the tzibur. Yisra Hashem is Klal Yisrael. That's why, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. Eich lo es upon the Yisrael. Because they're machmer even on a kibbutzim. Yeah. So the question is, what's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? So, I think perhaps the idea is like this. Like Chazal is saying it like this. You see, what does Nesias Panim mean? How would you define Nesias Panim? Nesias Panim is based, like we said before, on who you are. So in terms of Klal Yisrael, it means because we are Klal Yisrael. So we are Klal Yisrael. What do you mean because we are Klal Yisrael? So why should that make a difference? So the answer is because we are Klal Yisrael and we have something special about us that's necessary for the Olam, so that's why we should be treated differently. So that, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Nasei Panim. Even though we're Klal Yisrael and our existence is necessary for the Olam, and there are many different reasons why we should continue because of who we are, but if it's not just, we won't. Lo yisa panim. That's it. Other considerations do not come into the picture. Lo yisa panim. The gzar din must be fair. The gzar din has got to be fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give a gzar din for a Russia to exist because of other considerations. If he's a Russia, he deserves misa. That's it. He has to. The gzar din has got to be based upon what he did, not upon any other considerations of who he is. He said that the Gemara says would be unjust, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do injustice. Okay, lo yisapan. That's the gzar din. That's lach gzar din. That's an gzar din. That's lach gzar din. So on that score, we can't attain anything because we're Klal Yisrael and because we're special, because we have something special to offer. It will not override the Kav HaMishpat. The Kav HaMishpat is justice, and we get what we deserve, just like every other nation on the face of the earth. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. That's lo yisapanim. But with regard to Kodem Gzar Din, see, Kodem Gzar Din, what? That's what I'm trying to explain. What is Kodem Gzar Din? What is Kodem Gzar Din? Kodem Gzar Din apparently is different. What is Kodem Gzar Din? Kodem Gzar Din means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, in God's justice, in God's system of justice, he gives a person a time to play around, so to speak. You see, he goes this way, he goes that way. It's not before you come to the... To before you come for judgment is a trip. There's a distance there. There's a distance there. So a person goes this way, goes that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just wipe him out the minute he goes off the track. He gives him a chance, time. He gives him a certain allotment of time where he grapples. He has an opportunity to grapple this way, that way, and then. But he can't go on like that indefinitely. I mean, there's a time where there's a gvul, that's it. Now it's time for judgment. Okay? But a person has a certain amount of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him in this world. That's why we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done every year. A person has in general terms, a person has a year's time. A year, God gives him a certain amount of time to do battle with the Yetzer Hara, with the instinctual part of his makeup. And then, after a while, he has to come to judgment. He's bowled in. So in that area, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is different. That even though justice dictates that you have X amount of time, that's true, and God goes according to justice, but with Klal Yisrael, it's different. There's something extra. We can't say, what that extra is. but it means that he gives him an extra chance. It's a longer trip to the to the Beis HaMishpat. It's a longer trip for Klal Yisrael, so to speak, than it is for the Umos HaOlam. I have more of a chance. More of a chance. Yeah. Now we don't know what that means. I mean, the promise won't be destroyed. Yeah, that's true. That's an avor. But it doesn't mean anything in practical terms. It means eventually, everybody can be destroyed but two Jews. No one ever. That's a false thing to rely on that. Otherwise, Mordechai, and Esther would have nothing to worry about. Just say, we're promised we're going to continue. You can continue in a way that we wouldn't want to know about. It could be horrible. That's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're talking about the practical. There's no guarantee that we will continue. Will there be a Klal Yisrael? Yeah, but let's talk about, the important thing is the Klal Yisrael we have now. The Klal Yisrael we have now, right in front of us, that Haftacha has nothing to do with the Klal Yisrael that's in front of us. Okay? So us, Klal Yisrael today. So you can't put any stock in the say any comfort in the Haftacha. The Haftacha is not going to help you. Okay. So
Rabbi,
yes.
Why is that justice for God to give Klal Yisrael extra time?
I know. I realize that. I'm trying to travel towards that answer. Okay. I need a little extra time. So the thing is that So apparently, insofar as the extra time is concerned, I mean, time doesn't mean only time. I'm just using the phrase. It means a lot of things could happen. A lot of things. It could be Chesed Hashem. Certain things could happen. Can make Klal Yisrael wake up. Can give them a different assistance in their struggle. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen till the Mishpat. That's what Chazal say. So yeah, why? Because it says Eich lo esafonim, because of the fact that the Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon. Because of Birchas Hamazon. What does it mean? It means many halachas. There are many, many halachas. Can't be a general reference to halachas.
Yeah.
What I think it means is like this. That the Ochalto V'Savoto V'Rachto is an interesting pasuk. What does it mean? It means that God is not Machayev the individual, Klal Yisrael, in Shevach Vodah, until they sense the actual sphere. You're not Mechoyev. Klal Yisrael is not Mechoyev. Of course, is it right to be Meshaveh? Yeah, Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in Nishmas Kol Chai. It can never be Meshaveh enough. But in practical terms, in Nihug Ha'olam, in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu institutes his Nihug HaOlam, the person is not mechuyev to be mishabeach until he experiences the satiety, until he's satiated. When he's satiated, then there's a demand on him. He's satiated, v'chalta v'savoto, he's satiated v'rachta. So that's what the Torah is machayev. So apparently the Torah is machayev a person in general. I'm not talking about tzaddikim. I'm a regular person. Regular person, the Torah is not machayev him to be mishabeach. I mean, he had breakfast here, but it wasn't sphia. It wasn't sphia. And the only time he's chayev is when he feels a certain good sense of satisfaction. V'chalta v'savoto. Then you machayev in sphia. So the Torah was Tola Shvacho Shel Makom in the Derech Niyo Ga'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect that the person should be Mishabeachim unless he really experiences Sviya. You see, But it says, but they were mekabel upon themselves, even kibetza. So what does it mean? So it means, so why kibetza? I mean, so if the Torah is not mechayev you more than sviya, so why, what right do you have to assume upon yourself kibetza? I mean, who told you to machan like that? But the answer is, and if that's the case, so what do you need kibetza? But the answer is like this. The answer is what it's saying is that Klal Yisrael is Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever there's an association to the idea, you see. In other words, in a kibetza, when a person eats a kibetza, it's true he didn't experience the sphere. But what it means is that now he has to think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonim Afanis, Kyu Zonim Afanis Lakol. So even though he didn't experience the physical satiation, but the idea of satiation and sustenance was brought to his mind, so he's Mishabeach. That's what it means. So that's what the answer was to the Malachi Asharis. Eich lo esafonim Yisrael, because they not only are they mishabeach the way God required them to when they experience the physical sensation, the actuality of Sviya, but even when the idea of Sviya, of Zon Umafanes, comes into their mind, they're Meshabeach. So you see that they're different than the Umos Ha'olam, because they're not contingent on the instinctual element to kick in order to be Meshabeach. So that they move in advance. They're Meshabeach, Kiyuzon Umafanes Lakol, because when they eat a kibetza, so it brings into the frame of their minds, the frame of reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zonim Afanis Lakol, so they're right away Meshabeach. So that's a special quality. That's a special law. That's different. That's a different kind of people and different kind of a existence. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Malach HaShar. Says, how could I not be Nosei Pan? Because you see, they're different than the Umos Olam, only if they could understand the idea of Sviya, that when they're satiated, then okay, you have to do the Levarach Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Klal Yisrael went beyond that. If Klal Yisrael didn't go beyond that, so then apparently we wouldn't be deserving of anything extra. Why? Because we received the Torah, so we're fortunate, so v'chal tesvat v'rach m'kayim mitzvah, fine. But the Umos Olam didn't, so they're done differently. They need them differently. But we went beyond that. It means that as an ummah, we went beyond the necessity of having the instinctual awaken us, the satisfaction awaken us to Shvach Hashem Makom. But simply being in the presence of a Maisa Achila Shel Kibetza, which brings to mind Ki Hu Zonim Afanis Lakol, so we're immediately Meshabeach. That's what that was the answer to the Malach HaShoreis. So you'll ask me a question. So if that's the case, so what difference does it make Kodem Gzera and Liach HaGzera? So Liach HaGzera also. Apparently Liach HaGzera doesn't work. It's an interesting thing. That's what Tosfos is saying. That this Gemara is the Ikir. The Ikir is the Gemara and Nida. Why? Because justice, the fact that you have these qualities is very nice, but the fact is right now the Kava Mishpat is based upon what you did. And what you did, you don't deserve it. When we say the Kava Mishpat, we mean to include a Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the whole person. But the element, the fact that he has that Klal Yisrael has that additional element will not help Klal Yisrael with regard to the verdict and the justice. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they have that unique ability, because they have that uniqueness, and they are different. So that's why, even though they don't deserve it, but they have a certain potential. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a benefit because of the potential. So in other words, like this. What it means is like this. That insofar as Mishpat, the verdict is concerned, La'achak Zadin, that would be unjust. Because these people are different. But that justice demands they get what they deserve, just like anybody else. And there's no difference. There's virtually no difference. Goyim Yisraelim, exactly the same. Lo Yis upon him. But before the Gzadin, because they could bring out certain things, because of their level, they could bring out certain things to the world, so their HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Nesias Panim. He gives them a Nesias Panim. It's an interesting thing. He gives them a Nesias Panim. In terms of the Mishpat itself, that there's no place for Nesias Panim, because Mishpat is Mishpat. But in terms of the opportunities, even though justice demands you have fixed amount of opportunities and now you should be brought to justice, because they're a different kind, on a different level, and they have a potential to bring out a whole different world of reality that's beyond the physical, because they're in a different realm, because of that potential that they have, so they're given an extra Nesias Panim, an extra chance to come beyond what they would be entitled to. Beyond what they would be entitled to. It's an interesting thing. That's what Chazal is saying. In terms of justice, there's no way. Because Nesias Panim is not justice. So no matter who you are, the biggest tzaddik doesn't matter. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaMishpat, and he will not sustain a Rasha. If a person is a Rasha, he will not sustain him if he doesn't deserve it, no matter what kind of potential he has, no matter what he can do, no matter what he can bring to the world. But the Mishpat is fixed, and that's it. But before the justice, if he only really, according to justice, he should only have X amount of opportunities, because he has an additional dimension, and that additional dimension can bring to the world a whole different existence. So because of that, there is Nesias Panim. He is given an extra opportunity. He is given an extra opportunity. That's what Chazal was saying. Yes. It means he's not brought to justice as quickly. He's given an opportunity to, right, an opportunity, well, I don't say tshuva, everything's tshuva, but I mean an opportunity to perfect himself before the judgment. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So it's an interesting thing. But what do we learn from this? We learn from this. This, I think, is really explains the Gemara in Shabbos about Hillel. That Hillel saw that guy, and the guy said to Hillel, "Tell me, kolatar kulo regal achas." So Hillel told him, and he's megayrim. He wants his megayrim, even though he wasn't mekabel the mitzvahs. The Gemara said, "So I say why?" So I say because Rashi, I believe, says because. Because he saw in him that he's going to Mekabel. He saw he's going to Mekabel. So the thing is that we learn from Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ma'afata. So apparently, I mean, we too have to on our level. I mean, insofar as it's possible, insofar as we can our weak understanding of justice, but we. Man also has to meet out justice. I mean, if a Rebbe is a Rebbe in the yeshiva and he's teaching Talmidim, he has to work on the system of justice. So even young kids, I mean, even little kids, I mean, there's a certain system of justice. But apparently when a person deals with other people also, he's mechuyev to apply that same kind of an idea. Insofar as it's capable. Namely, that if the person is evil and that's it. You have to remove him. I mean, you can't, that's it. A Russia is a Russia. But if the person on the way shows that he has a special kind of a quality, so you have to have more patience. You have to give him more of an opportunity. You have to be no sepanim. There it's mutter to bring us a panim. That's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kind of nesias panim is something that we have to emulate. That's mawafata. That's what the Gemara is being machalik. That insofar as a person is evil when he reached the mishpat, that's it. You can't make any difference. He has to go according to mishpat. Even Klal Yisrael with all this chusim, but the fact is lo yus upon him. There's no difference. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. So, but insofar as getting to the mishpat, that's a different system of justice. That justice demands he has a certain kind of an allotment to get to that point. You see. But if you see they have a certain schus, if you see in an individual that he has a certain schus, so then mawafata, just like our Kaddish Baruch Hu recognizes in us that we have a special schus, that we're not totally in the physical, we don't have to wait until we have the physical response of Sviya in order to be Meshabayach, but we depended completely on our appreciation of Kiyuzana Fanasakol whenever the opportunity arises, because we're in the realm which brings to mind the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanam Fanasakol, so then we will Meshabayach, so we don't make our existence dependent upon the instinctual, even though at this, insofar as this is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't demand more of us. So we have that quality. So that quality demands a nesias punim insofar as getting to the mishpat. So it's not just that the Gemara is explaining the Yisar Hashem punav elecho insofar as midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has practical relevance as well. Insofar as we are concerned, that's the whole idea of mawafata, the yisod nidas. Which means that we also, in our lives, we have to look into, you see, sometimes a person is an individual that has certain qualities, so you can't just allot him the amount of time that you consider to be the just amount of time. You have to go beyond. Yeah.
Balatov, not till it becomes to fruition.
No, that's true. There are a lot of chazal that fit in with the same idea, but this is really the special need of Klal Yisrael that the Malachi Ashores asked before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the answer they received. That this need, that they don't wait for the full satisfaction. It's not the satisfaction that brings them into the state of Shevach Vador, but the realization. So when they come across the institution which is related to that, then they're Meshabayach. That's a different dimension, a different level of existence. So that level of existence demands an Asiyas Panim. That they only should be Alpidin, the Kava Mishpat, they should receive a certain amount of time. But not, because they have that quality, the time is extended.